Welcome to We Geek Podcast. Today is Wednesday, June 1st.
July.
July, scratch that. July 1st, and I'm Adam, and I'm here with my good friend Logan.
Hello.
What up? And yeah, we're here to talk some geeky news. That's what we're here to do. So let's get started, man. Well, for actually, how was your week? How's your week been?
Good. Good. Still working, still playing.
Yep.
I can't quit Arkham Knight. I wish I could.
Yeah, pretty much that's what's taken over my life too. I had Witcher going, and I haven't touched it since Arkham Knight, mostly because I don't want it to be spoiled. Like, I'm afraid I'm gonna click that one YouTube video or
Yeah.
that one someone on the internet's gonna. I'm a part of a few gaming groups on my Facebook, a few podcast groups and stuff. And they post stuff all the time, and I'm just like, I'm waiting for that one idiot to do say something stupid, but it hasn't happened yet. And I'm about halfway through, so some big stuff has happened. Some spoilery stuff has happened if you haven't played the game that I wouldn't want to ruin. But I don't know who Arkham Knight is and that kind of stuff, and I want to get that, and then I'll go play some Witcher. But yeah, no, I'm doing the same thing, busy and working and stuff. And I went to the dentist, so that took up, like, it was nice for, like, to do that. Actually, it wasn't nice. I shouldn't say that. I was nervous. But I got a root canal, and they they gave me the laughing gas or whatever, so it totally relaxed me. And just chilled and played some Arkham Knight after that. It was actually pretty nice. I was like, wow, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was. But yeah, so that's pretty much what I've been doing, and I'm actually going back to the dentist tomorrow to get it all finished up. But yeah, man. So yeah, it's been a busy week. Let's see if there's any movies I've seen. I saw part of Poltergeist.
I actually did see Poltergeist, and it was terrible.
Nice. Yeah, I just saw the first part. I'll probably finish the rest sometime tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
It's
and.
like, hey, we made a thing, and it's like, hey, this thing was like, and I mean that seemed like the thought process. I
Right,
mean, there
yeah.
was no, this is a movie that's like, it wasn't atrocious, like everybody kind of figured it was gonna be,
Yeah.
but it wasn't good either.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's pretty much the gist of what I've heard.
Yeah.
And I saw Mad Max again.
There you go.
Yeah, it's such a good film. Oh man.
Yeah,
That's I've seen that in Jurassic World twice in the theater this year.
nice.
And what?
I said nice.
Yeah, totally worth it, totally worth
Oh,
it.
yeah.
Especially Mad Max. That's definitely one I'm gonna have on, in my Blu-ray collection or whatever. I'm still collecting Blu-rays. I get I get the digital stuff, but I'm so weird. I haven't made the jump for movies yet, like I have video games, all digital. I don't know why. I still like the actual. Maybe it's because video games are kind of just set to one console, where Blu-rays, it's kind of like any. I don't know. I don't know. I'm weird, but that's definitely one I want to pick up. And yeah. So I mean, it got me more excited because the game comes out, later in the year. I know when most people are probably going to be playing Metal Gear Solid or yeah, the new Metal Gear. I'll probably be playing the Mad Max.
I think a lot more people are going to be playing Mad Max.
You think?
Yeah. Oh
No.
yeah. No, dude, listen. Like Metal Gear has the popularity and the playability has declined a lot since 4. Like Revengeance was a nice breath of fresh air 'cause it was different and it was Platinum Games and it was like crazy Bayonetta style gameplay and it was different. But to jump right back into, what we had with, what was it, Ground Zeroes, and you're like, oh yeah, this is kind of boring still. And
Well,
it's,
granted,
I
Ground
mean,
Zeroes was just demo, right?
right, but it's still the same. I mean, it's, no, it was like a prologue piece. Remember how, like, the last Gran Turismo game had, like, prologue, and then it had, like, the rest of the game, or whatever? It wasn't a demo so much as it was like a piece of DLC beforehand.
Well, I get what you're saying. I never
Yeah.
played it, but I totally know what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, it was $30, right? When it came out,
Boy,
Ground
I would.
Zeroes. I know it's free now on PlayStation
Yeah.
Plus. I gotta check it out. I mean, it's free. That's the thing, man. Metal Gear Solid. probably that was the game that changed video games for me.
Yeah.
That was the game. Like, I grew up just like you on Super Nintendo. I was a Nintendo kid. I had Sega too. But, you know, that's when I went from playing those kind of games and, you know, even 007. I played, like, Nintendo games mostly, but when I got the PlayStation and I got Metal Gear Solid, that's when everything kind of changed, when I started getting into RPGs. And, you know, even though Metal Gear isn't really an RPG, it was way more advanced. There was so much more, like, that felt like that's what video games is now, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, totally.
Yeah. And so I get just so enwrapped in, it was the first game that I finished and put down, and I was like, wow, holy crap, that's a video game, you know?
Yeah.
It went from, you know, Mario to that, and I was just like, damn. And ever since then, you know, I've been liking more games like that. So that's the thing. I played Metal Gear Solid. I didn't play anything else after that. I've touched and flirted with a few of the games, but it doesn't sound right. But I never really actually sat down and played them. And the last one, what was the one with the story, is just, I don't understand what's going on now.
Yeah.
I was told, I mean, my friend told me I should have just played 4 and I would have been confused, but I was still kind of got it. I don't know if I'm going to be like that with this new one.
No, that's why I think it's fallen off, is because it's so,
right.
Like, it was with 2 and even through 3, because 3 was kind of the prequel. And it was like, okay, it's still kind of twisty, turning, but it's not too much to wrap your head around.
Right.
And then 4 came along and everybody went, stop, time out, hold on, give us a minute. And then you could still kind of get your head around it. But with Peace Walker and now Ground Zeroes and Phantom Pain, and I'm sure I'm missing one or two that are considered canon.
Right. What I might do, honestly, is I'm sure there's YouTube videos or something out there where there's, you know, here's 20 minutes and here's the story.
No.
No?
here's an hour.
Here's 3 hours. I don't know. I might do that because I want to play it. Everyone that I know that understands the story and has followed along are really excited for this. And even the people that have tested it out, because I've seen some, you know, the guys from Kind of Funny and stuff, they've actually sat down and played it.
Yeah.
And one of them said, I played Witcher, I played Arkham Knight, and he's the biggest Batman fan there is. He said Metal Gear Solid is so far his game of the year. So that excites me.
Yeah,
that makes
that's
me, you know, that makes me go, oh, wow, maybe I should figure out the story and then go into it. I'm sure there'll be things I miss, of course, but if I get the gist of it, I don't know. We'll see.
Play them in release order. Start with, you know.
Well, I won't be playing them. There's no way I'm going to be able to play these games in time.
I mean, you know, that's true, but, like, go take a week and play 4 so that you kind of get caught up in all that.
How would I even do that, though? I don't have a PlayStation 3 anymore.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to – it's kind of like, you know, if you're getting back into comics and you're like, okay, I want to be caught up with the story. There's all this history. You know, actually, that's a bad example because comics are pretty good to get into nowadays because they usually start over every arc.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean. Like, I should be able to get the gist. I believe me, I have some free time. I can probably find a few videos where it's like, here's the story of 2. Here's the story of 4. Here's the story of, you know, whatever, all the other ones. And Peace Walker, which I actually heard is a really good PSP game.
It was. It actually was, yeah.
Yeah. So I want to be in the conversation. You know what I mean? Like, I want to – because I know a lot of my friends are going to be talking about it, and I want to play it. It looks cool. It looks great. I have no idea what's going on in the story, but it looks intriguing. You know,
here's the other thing. I'm not even sure what's going on in 5.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I don't know – because I think we've gone back again. I think we're in – it's like a sequel to Peace Walker, which makes it a prequel to everything else.
Gotcha.
It's weird because it's how does it run? It's Metal Gear, technically it's Metal Gear Solid 3, then Peace Walker, then 5, it looks like, then Metal Gear 2, Solid 2, and 4 is the way that I think this all shakes out.
Okay.
But I could be, I you know, I look forward to your emails about, you know.
Right.
Like, no, it's actually, because I don't exactly, I think that's how it goes. because like 3 and then Peace Walker. I know Peace Walker was a sequel to 3. I know that one for a fact. But like, I'm not sure where 5 fits. I don't know if it's supposed to be a bridge between Big Boss's story and Snake's story. If this is like the last, you know, is this where we go from Mega Man to Mega Man X? You know, is this the bridge in between? I don't know. I hope, because
no doubt in my mind that it's not over with, but it might be the end of, you know, Snake's story, right? Or the end of this series as a whole.
I'd be okay with that, because there is, you know, there is a rich mythology here, and it does just take a lot to get into, and that's and for a lot of people, that's a barrier they look at and they say, you know what? Don't want to put that much effort into it. And it's understandable. Right. It's totally understandable. But it's interesting. And it does kind of back up on itself and turn around and retcon things that were retconned after they were retconned. And it does get really confusing sometimes.
Yeah, no, is there a Spanish game called Les... I'm not even...
No, Les Enfants Terribles. That was No, that's a plot point.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Boy,
yeah.
That would have been
so
interesting.
I'm looking at thing here. It's Metal Gear Solid 3, Metal Gear Solid Portable Ops.
Okay.
Then it's Solid Snake is Born, the Les Enfants Terribles or whatever.
Right.
Then it's Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker.
Right.
Then it's Metal Gear and Metal Gear again. And then it's Metal Gear 2 Solid Snake.
That's, yeah.
Then there's Solid Snakes or Snake's Revenge.
Right.
Then there's, let's see here, Snake's Revenge. Then there's Metal Gear Ghost Babel. Then there is Metal Gear Solid. Then Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty.
Right.
Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots. And then there is Metal Gear Acid.
Okay. See, I don't know if they consider Acid canon or not.
Oh, okay. And then there's Acid 2. And then there's Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, which is in the future. Okay. So, well, I guess this was made before the new one's coming out. But I gotta get up the dry board, make a timeline.
Yeah, you need yarn everywhere.
Right.
I'm serious. If you tried to actually do that, like get that whole conspiracy theory web going, if a cop came by and looked in the window, the Homeland Security would break down your door.
Right. Like, it's difficult to get some people to understand that George Lucas made the first 3 films or the last, you know, the last 3 films first, you know, and to explain to the common person that they're like, wait, what?
This
would be insane.
Yeah, this would just they would want to lock you up. If you tried to sit down and actually go through and then you have this person, but then they're actually this person who turned out to be dead, but they then, you know, they possess this person because of this thing. Oh God, it's
just how kooky the story is to begin with. And...
Yeah. But it's, I don't know, man. If you stick with it through the first 4, like at the end of 4 is a really nice payoff.
Yeah, well, that's what I heard. One of my friends, you know, she actually works in the gaming industry now, and that's her favorite game. She swears by it. She's like, that is the game that I will put my hat in, or I don't even know what the saying is, but that's her game. That's the game that she, you know, at the end of the day, that's her favorite game of all time. And, you know, she's like, it's everything. It's everything she wanted in a game. And I'm like, wow. And I've heard that from a lot of people too, that it's just really good. And then again, I hear the other side of the coin that's like, it's more of a movie than a game, that kind
of
thing.
There's at least like 3 times as much cinematic content as there is gameplay. Right. It's if you find, I don't know if anybody on YouTube has, I think it would actually break YouTube's 10-hour time limit to put up all the cutscenes. I'm dead serious. Like it is, you know, you have the gameplay and whatnot, but it is so much of it is cutscenes.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, but I mean, I enjoy the hell out of it. I love that franchise. I still have my original Metal Gear Solid copy, and the funny thing is, the first disc is cracked, like from the edge almost all the way into the middle. It still plays.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It still plays. It was awesome. I'm like, that's tough. That's, I'm like, that's hardcore. That's awesome.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No, I saw someone posted a picture. Maybe it was you. I saw someone posted a picture. No, I don't think it was you. Someone posted a picture on Instagram of the Metal Gear Solid PS1 case, and it had this one crack across the case. And I thought to myself, I had that exact crack on the case that they had. They must have stepped on it or whatever the same way I did. But yeah, man, that totally brings back memories. And so that's why I'm kind of excited for it. I all the characters in the trailer, I have no idea. I mean,
don't worry, nobody.
He's looking in the mirror, and he's like, you know, I kind of get what he's saying, like the phantom pain, like when your arm's not there anymore, you still feel it. So I'm sure that has to do with it. But he's like dead half the time. I don't know, but I kind of want to just play, just be like, this is wacky woo, and just continue on.
Yeah.
Because like I saw some things where like you attach balloons to people and they go up in the air and just like crazy stuff. Like, just look nuts.
Hey, I mean, you know, 4 had you take the Metal Gear from the first Solid game and fight the Metal Gear from the second Solid game in just like a straight up brawl. Like, wow. It was awesome. It was fantastic.
That is cool. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But yeah. So yeah, I'm kind of excited for that, and the Mad Max too. I mean, the Mad Max to me looks like Shadows of Mordor or the, you know, the Batman series, but set in the Mad Max universe.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that. It looked cool, especially after seeing the movie. But yeah, man. So
totally.
All right. Well, let's get into it. Let's start with some movies. I saw that we have the new Dragon Ball Z Resurrection F English trailer release.
Yes.
Yeah, it looks like Dragon Ball Z. Frieza sounded funny to me. Did they get someone new?
I don't know. I didn't notice. Which I should have, because I'm really big into voiceovers and voice acting, and I should have noticed that. I feel really stupid.
It didn't sound as, like, feminine. I don't know. It didn't sound like Frieza that I knew.
Right.
It definitely sounded like someone else. And I don't know. Like, I'm not excited for the movie as much as I am this new show.
The new show, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because the movie is, you know, a drop in the bucket, where the show's going to be a long, drawn-out, you know, story. And that's what I like with Dragon Ball Z.
Which will include the two movies. Like, it branches from the Boo saga into whatever the title of the, into Battle of the Gods, and then it kind of leads out of that and then back into Resurrection F, and then out of that. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I had no idea what the plot was. I just, you know, here's the thing. I don't like that cat god thing. Like,
not a big fan of Bills and Wiz, huh?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of what that is. I kind of want to move on from that and go, okay, there's cats. Let's move on. What else do we got to show here? I'm excited for that. I'm excited for, you know, they got their new evolution things where their hair changes color. But I want to continue to explore, you know, what he would have done without GT. Did you hear that?
I did, yeah.
My computer just said it was 11 o'clock. Did you hear that?
I did, yeah, a little bit.
Okay, so hold on. Let me figure out how to turn this off so it doesn't do it again.
But yeah, like it's supposed to lead right from where Z left off right into, and it'll bridge like from that to the last movie, and then from that to this movie, and then forward.
So oh, okay, good. I figured out how to turn that off. So
there you go.
Yeah, but okay. So yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I want to know when kind of it's going to hit the United States, but in the meantime, you know, I'm waiting. I'm just glad that we live in a world where we're getting more Dragon Ball Z.
I mean, I you know, power of you know, the power of the people. I really think like how much of this stuff that we're seeing now is like people want this. You know, look at E3.
yeah exactly. It was hey, we hear you, we're gonna do it sometime in the future. You know, sometime in a year or two, you know, more than likely two. But yeah, no, it definitely, I hear you. It's they're hearing us and they're like, let's just give it to them, why not? What, there's too much money on the table. That's kind of a running theme that I've been saying in the show, is that these companies are leaving money on the table, and now it seems like they're listening and they might not leave as much. So that's good. That's good. So, yeah, it's coming to theaters August 4th through the 12th. My birthday is on the 8th, so now everyone knows it. I will be in the theater seeing that, and I'll be 13 years old again, or however old I was. Probably even older than that. No, I think I was younger. I don't know. I was in high school, so whenever that age is. that's how old I'll be sitting in the theater, because I can't wait. That's I love me some Dragon Ball Z. But yeah, some other news. Green Lantern, Tyrese Gibson, Instagram pictures teasing him and Chris Pine will star in DC's Green Lantern reboot.
Yeah, that was one where everybody kind of went, I don't know how to feel about this.
Right. Is this kind of like what help me out. When Vin Diesel did?
Yeah, like he's like, I'm like, here at Marvel, you know.
Championship, like, you know, championing, I'm sorry, not championship, championing for the role. Like, is he posting this to see what people say so that this, you know, people go, oh, that's a great idea, and the studio might go, hey, let's do that. Or is this actually maybe they've had some conversations behind closed doors and he's teasing it? You can't really tell these days.
No, that's the thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if because I always see him as, you know, Roman from Fast and Furious.
Yeah, Tyrese, I think, is too silly for Jon Stewart.
Yeah, he is too silly. That's actually, you nailed it. He hasn't showed me that he's not like Jon Stewart at all. Like, the roles that he's played, they're all, like, comedic. I don't know how to explain it. And that's not Jon Stewart at all. I don't even know who I would.
Idris Elba.
Yeah, yeah.
He's perfect.
You just nailed it. I think that's who I was thinking too. This guy from The Wire, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. He would have been perfect. He has more of a, I don't know, stoic or like a, I don't know. He's rumored to be Bond, right? Taking over the role as Bond.
Well, they, you know, that gets floated every once in a while because people are like, he'd be great at it. And everybody's kind of like, yeah, but, you know, the whole kind of thing. And people are like, really? Are you serious? Make him Bond. He'd be awesome. Because he would be an awesome Bond.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess I'm just not as, you know, I'm not in love with the series. Like, I'm not as diehard as a fan that would be like, that's not the Bond I know, but I think it'd be great. So, yeah, man. Yeah, it's Tyrese. I don't know. Chris Pine, though, I could see that.
Chris Pine as Hal Jordan is perfect. Like, he would nail it, totally.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
But, of course, you know, there's the talk he's supposed to be Steve Trevor.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So there,
wouldn't it be just awkward if Chris Pine got the role but Tyrese wasn't in the film?
Yeah.
That'd be really weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I get it. Tyrese, he wants work. He's hungry. He's the kind of actor that he'll do a lot of roles, and that's great. You know, he hasn't – I don't think he was terrible in Fast and Furious or anything. He's not what I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to take the next one?
Yeah, sure. So I think they were talking to somebody at was it Collider? I think was talking with Kevin Feige, and he just kind of dropped, you know, just totally like, oh yeah, and I hear they're, you know, and we're wrapping up pre-production on Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, and that's going to be great. Everybody went, wait a minute, stop, time out, run that by me again. And he was like, oh crap. And so then James had to come out and say, yes, the movie will be titled Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Perfect.
And I've seen people give that so much crap.
Why?
Because they have no soul.
Did they not see the first film? It fits beautifully.
I know. Like, to me, I'm like, of course that's what they'd name it. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't need a subtitle. It doesn't need, you know, two. It just need, you know, Volume 2. Perfect. Excellent.
Right.
I'm in. Done.
Yeah, exactly. That makes perfect sense. You know, and now, I mean, isn't that wasn't it Volume 2? Was the name of his cassette tape, right?
Volume 1.
Volume 1. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. So
he found, you know, Volume 2 at the end. But
That's what I meant. I'm sorry. Yeah, at the end where he opened up the gift and it was Volume 2, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So that, they'll be listening to that soundtrack throughout the film. Makes perfect sense. It's just, it's perfect. You know, I actually It's funny. I watched Guardians of the Galaxy today, and it still holds up. It's still a good film.
Well, hell, I'd think so. It's only what, like a year old?
No, I know, but I usually get burned out because I see a film that I like so many times.
Yeah, fair enough.
Especially within the first year or so. And, I put it in today. It was with someone who's never seen it. And we put it in. I was like, this is great. I still like it. Still laughing. The part with the leg. And he was like, you want my what? it's still good. But yeah, so... speaking of Kevin, Kevin, you want to continue with it?
Yeah, he also talked about the new Spider-Man movie is going to be more, they've said they're going to focus more on like a younger Peter Parker, like still in high school, and they're going to put a lot of emphasis on that. And he used a phrase that I think if they actually do this, it's going to be awesome. They said this is going to be in the style of a John Hughes film. And it's like, that kind of focus with high school, but, also, hey, he has to go fight supervillains. Who knew?
Right.
I'm all for it. I think that would be awesome. And that's the perfect way to set it apart from the rest of them. It's like,
absolutely.
What niche can we find for this one? Guardians has its kind of goofy space opera-ish. Cap is the political side of it. Iron Man is a straight-up action. Thor's more the fantasy. So what do we do with Spider-Man? Well, we make it like a John Hughes film. And I think that's magnificent. I think that's perfect.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. I thought, I thought definitely there was no John Hughes in the last few. But I thought that those two films had a little bit more heart than the original ones, though. It had a little bit more of, you could see the chemistry between the actors.
Yeah.
More in the last two. And I think the last two films actually focused a lot more on Peter Parker than it did Spider-Man.
Agreed.
And so, yeah, when I actually watched, speaking of movies I watched recently, I watched a little bit of The Amazing Spider-Man, and because there was nothing else on, I was waiting for something to get done, and I was just like, this was, he's such a good, Peter Parker, that I was like, it's just a shame. That's the one thing we're losing from the franchise that I wish we could kind of keep. But then, it wouldn't work with him being in high school and everything else again. It wouldn't work. We just have those two films out there that are in the universe that exist.
Yeah.
But I just thought, man, wow, this is really good Peter Parker. So hopefully they capture some of that magic.
Yeah, and I hope they keep Andrew in mind for something. Like, he needs
a cameo
bring him back into the fold somehow. Those two movies aren't Marvel canon, so they could work him in as somebody down the road if that was something that. Because now you're thinking.
What about Spider-Man 2099?
Maybe.
Is Andrew Spanish? Isn't the guy from 2099 Spanish?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think
Andrew Garfield is Spanish.
Not with that really British accent he has.
No, you're absolutely right. Jesus. Yeah, no, I don't know. But he could be something. But you're absolutely right. Keep him in mind for something, because, man, they really played off. I was watching the film and I'm like, what's the girl who plays Gwen Stacy? I'm losing my mind right now.
Emma
Stone,
yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
They have such good chemistry because they're a real couple in real life. But, man, you can just tell on screen, that one scene where he asks her out.
Is that not just high school? That's perfect.
Yeah. She spins around and her leg lifts up and they're just so awkward. And she's like, well, of course not right now. But, and they just walk away holding their books. It's perfect.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the perfect encapsulation of what that's like in high school. Just that they nailed it. And again, I mean, it is a bummer that we lose that. And part of this whole thing was Amazing Spider-Man 2, which wasn't their fault. But, I would put, the Amazing Spider-Man is my favorite Spider-Man anything. I think hands down because he was so good, especially.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like, my friends kind of lose it when I'm like, I enjoyed Amazing Spider-Man more so than I did the originals. And they're like, are you crazy? And I was like, I don't know. I thought it was different. And the originals have their place. And for their time, they were probably the best superhero films we had, you know, but it just didn't compare to me when I saw Amazing Spider-Man and just, you know, Andrew and Emma on the film. It was chemistry at its finest. So if they can capture some of that teenage stuff, and, you know, I'm so glad, because in some of the leaked Sony emails, they even revealed recently that they wanted, you know, for the next Spider-Man film, they said they wanted it to be smaller, to focus on him, to have one villain. You know, in the second one, they did the, you know, they started branching out and they started hinting at all these other different villains that they could have. And, you know, when I saw that email, I thought they have it right. They should go back. They should bring it in.
Yeah.
And it should stay personal. As many villains as Spider-Man has, it should stay more about Peter Parker than anything, and him trying to balance stuff and not make it too big, but, you know, you can have him balancing stuff and not have three different villains on screen. You know, the fact that he's balancing his friends and family over being a superhero is enough alone, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, if they keep some of that magic, and, you know, maybe he's just using these words to get us excited, you know, about the Spider-Man film. I am. Everything they're saying is working. You know, they came out and said it's not an Origins film. It's going to be a little bit more funny, and they're going to focus more on that. And now you're dropping stuff like John Hughes-style high school film. Perfect.
Yeah.
That's what we need. And kids that love Spider-Man, that are obsessed, that I see little kids, you know, in a few years they're going to be a little bit older. They might be in the middle school age. And they're going to be looking at high school. And those are the kind of films they need.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. We've seen – he could still fly in the sky and do a bunch of crazy stuff. But, yeah, make it a little bit more reined in. So.
Yeah, he also said that the villain that they're going to use is one we haven't seen on film before.
Ooh, Mysterio.
I would be an interesting guess. I've been thinking, but I'm like, who?
The Vulture. Don't be the Vulture.
No, because I mean, that's, you know, I've never been a Vulture fan to begin with, really. But, you know, I mean, that's, even so, he's a character that needs. I think he's a two villain movie character. Really, I don't think he could carry one on his own.
Right. But, well, that's the thing. It does kind of worry me when you say one we haven't seen before, because now we're going to start getting into a territory of not as crazy. So maybe we'll get Carnage, but you can't have Carnage without Venom.
Exactly.
You're starting to get into the territory of weird, because Lizard was good. It wasn't a good villain. That was the worst part about that film, but that's saying a lot, because the film was good, I thought. The villain just was weak. I don't want to see a Vulture flying around in a suit. I'm trying to think of who I'd want. Rhino is cheesy, but we've seen him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Mysterio could work.
Mysterio could work, as long as they didn't. I don't want to see the fishbowl head, but they could take what he does and just kind of run with it.
Yeah.
You know, make him, you know, I don't even know. What's interesting is Mysterio kind of got the Ultimate Universe to play with the 616 in a way. So who knows? Maybe that's how they combined their worlds. Yeah. Who knows? Just someone just, you know, obsessed with what – Mysterio's issues is what, illusions and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Like that's his ability is like illusions and whatnot.
Yeah, his whole origin was being a special effects guy.
Right, yeah. So just make, I don't know. I mean, who else? What would you do? Like, not like Chameleon, or like, who would you even make one of his villains?
Kraven, why not?
Yeah, I mean, Kraven, he's in high school. I don't know. I honestly thought they'd go back to Green Goblin, and I'd be okay with that, because if they did a different take on it.
I would rather see them go back to Doc Ock if they're going to go back to anybody.
That's true. Well, I heard that Matthew McConaughey is rumored to be, you know, Green Goblin in it. But it was just rumor that, you know, just on some website that I saw, is that Sony was trying to talk to him about, you know, about doing that, which I could totally see him doing it.
I could not. No.
Why not? No.
No. I don't see him crazy enough. Norman Osborn has to be insane. I don't see Matthew going that crazy. Willem Dafoe was fantastic.
He was fantastic, but you don't see Matthew McConaughey going crazy?
Not that kind of crazy. No, I don't see it.
I don't know. I disagree, man. I think Matthew McConaughey would be perfect for it. You know, I mean, did you see True Blood? Like, he played a pretty good crazy person. Very Southern, but, you know, he played a good crazy person. Are you still there?
Yeah. I'm just trying to remember. I don't remember him on True Blood.
Not True Blood, True Detective.
True Detective, thank you. I was going to say, wait a minute.
No, no, no.
Well, yeah, but no. There's like a philosophical crazy, but then there's, you know, I mean, Norman Osborn is just out of his mind. Like, but there's the kind of calculating that goes with it. I don't see it.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I don't know who they do. I'm thinking Mysterio, you know. But yeah, so, all right, what other TV or movie news we got here?
Hang on, I lost him. Star Trek.
Oh yeah, Star Trek Beyond.
Yes, Beyond.
Beyond. I like it. I like that. I like that. I think it's a good name.
Yeah, like I, you know, it's a title. Okay, cool. Like,
yeah, I like it better than Star Trek Into Darkness.
Yeah, boy, you and me both.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely do. Yeah, and that's all they announced. They showed a patch with it, but that was about it.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, thanks for reminding us this is a thing.
Right, exactly. Like, they should have done it with an image of something we haven't seen before.
Yeah.
In these films, but. But yeah, so tell me about this. I didn't see the trailer for this. What is this Creed?
Creed is the new Rocky movie.
Oh, yeah, okay, so Apollo Creed.
Yeah, his son.
Oh, Michael B. Jordan, nice.
Yes, and I'll tell you what.
I'm in.
I am too, because it's about him. You know, Rocky becomes the trainer. So it's still, you know, yeah, he's important and so on, but this is the passing of the torch. This is the way that they get to say, hey, we did – how do we keep this franchise going? And I think this is the way to do it, to say, hey, look, this is – you know, moving forward, it's not going to be about him. It's going to be about Apollo's kid. And I'm all for it. It's a good trailer too.
Oh, okay.
Like it's like there's no Stallone for like the first half of it.
Oh, okay.
And even after he comes in, it's like you can see this is not a Rocky movie.
Okay.
It's just one that he's training him. And I mean, that's his role. And so, and it's, again, it's another look at, you know, here's a kid who's just trying to stay out of trouble and get off of these streets and make something of himself. And that was, you know, taking my grandfather helped run a kind of a gym, a boxing club in Maryland. They were called the Has-Beens, which always kind of made me smile. But that was what they did. Yeah. They took in troubled kids and they gave them, you know, they said, hey, you want to hit something? We'll show you how to hit something that's not going to throw you in jail, you know?
And
train these kids and gave them a path and taught them, you know, more than just how to box. So something, you know, the Rocky movies have always been special to me. You know, boxing movies in general, The Fighter, Southpaw coming up, even Real Steel. Like, all of those movies are always kind of extra special to me. So I'm always, when I heard they were doing this, I was like, I'm in. Day one, I'm in. I'm sold. And I saw this trailer and I thought, I'm okay. Now I'm even more in. Let's do this.
Damn, nice. Yeah, I learned something today. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't have, you know, as much connection to these films as you do, but I really liked the last one, so I'm totally in. I'm down, especially with the cast. What a get.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, totally. Do we got any other movie news? I know, did you see the new Ghostbuster outfits?
I did. They look like Ghostbuster outfits.
Right, the Ecto... What's the packs that they wear? What do they call
it? Proton packs.
Proton packs. They looked a little weird. They looked a little like trash.
Here's the thing. Like this is kind of going with the more sort of like eclectic kind of thrown together sort of vibe. And I that's why Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy could not look any more different.
Yeah.
With their outfits, but like, you know, hey, I'm sure there's a reason for it, which is probably that this is what happens when you're actually poor trying to build sophisticated scientific equipment.
Hey, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I'm
sure you MacGyver the hell out of everything, you know? I'm like, hey, these are things. Great. I'll judge them when I see a trailer.
Yeah. I'm excited to see that. Definitely. But I think that wraps it up for movies. I don't know anything else coming out or any other news. We move right on to television.
Yeah.
I see we got a premiere date for The Flash Season 2 on October 6th.
Yes, indeed.
Yep, and Arrow Season 4 premieres October 7th.
Yeah, so that's cool. Following night. I can't wait. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially for Flash, man. Whew. And I saw that let's see here. Let me see if I can pull it up here. Gotham Season 2. Did you ever finish Season 1?
I did, actually, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That Season 2 is going to focus on the Joker, the Riddler, and this one came out of left field, which I don't know how I feel about. Mr. Freeze.
And Tigress. Or Tigress. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, that casting was announced the other day. I forget who was that they cast. I'm terrible. I should have written that one down.
Is Mr. Freeze going to be a kid?
I wouldn't think so, because he's kind of old.
He is. What I liked about Mr. Freeze's story was that, like, he wasn't most of Batman's villains are just batshit crazy.
Yeah,
you know,
he's sympathetic. Yeah.
He's sympathetic. He wants to cure. He wants to get this cure for his wife, you know? And you know, now that are we going to see all of his villains before he hits 16 years old? It just seems odd. But I guess that's kind of the corner they wrote themselves into
by making him a child.
Yeah. They really should have made him a little bit older. I really hope that the show jumps, you know, 10 years. What would be a good, like, I don't know, 10 years. Yeah, I hope the show jumped 10 years or 7 years or something like that. So we see Batman, like, Season 1 Batman. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
but
Batman,
I mean,
starting out.
The whole point of this show, though, was to not have Batman.
But what they've created is Batman, the middle school years, with middle school villains. It's like they did X-Men Evolution or whatever.
Yeah.
And they made everyone in high school. That's what they did, you know. And so it's like, they're putting all these villains. And I've always liked that in the comic, it was kind of like those villains didn't exist until Batman came around. It was like, did he create them, or is he there because they're a result, or are they a result of him?
Well, you know? and the thing is, it's. You know, you could still see that, though. Like, here are these characters that grow to a point, but were they always going to wind up being supervillains without Batman? Like, they, you know, they're clearly, you know, here's all the gunpowder. This is this giant pile of crazy stacked up here.
Yeah.
Does it go off unless Batman is the match? You know?
That's true. And I guess, I mean, the Riddler, they drew his story out for a whole season, and I liked that. We got a lot of time with him. We got to see he wasn't villain of the week, but I'm getting a feeling a lot of these bad guys are going to be villains of the week. I don't know, especially the Joker. I just think it's too soon. Like, that's something you save, but I don't know. That's just my what I wish, but I'm it's not going to happen. but yeah, so. Yeah, okay, I see what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But I mean, I, you know, again, there is, you know, to your point, it's like a solid 10 years before these people would become supervillains.
Right.
And that's a long time. Once you've established, hey, these people are kind of crazy and they've started down this path, 10 years is a long time.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. So that's why I hope they wish – that's why I hope they do jump forward. They do – you know, next season's going to be 6 years later. You know, and that's all you have to do. You just say 6 years later at the beginning of the season, okay, we're in. You know, make the actors look a little bit older. Give Jim a mustache. We're done and continue. You know, hire another actor to be Bruce Wayne, or probably by then in a few years he might be, you know, looks like he's old enough. Who knows? Even if you got to hire someone else, you know, make Batman year one and I'd be in. Put him in the suit, do something like that instead of like, Alfred, did you find a secret book from my dad? Let's drag this out a season. Like, God, come on. How many seasons are we going to have him investigating this? But yeah, that's, I don't know. That's my gripe, just a gripe, I guess.
I was all on board until I found out, you know, they were like, and Bruce Wayne's story will be essential. And I was like, no. Yeah. Up until, because the original discussion was about everybody but Bruce Wayne. And it was like, you know, there, you know, his parents' murder was kind of the starting point that they were going to pick up from, but it wasn't going to be central. I was so in for that. Mm-hmm. And then you can see over the course of the season, like, it stopped being about the police and it became more about the Waynes. And I thought, this is the wrong way to go with this.
Oh yeah. See, exactly. And see, here's the thing. You're right. I wanted it to not be about Bruce Wayne. I didn't want to see much of Bruce Wayne. I didn't even want to see his major villains. I wanted to see a day in the life of Gotham and have its own characters, its own bad guys, create new bad guys that are not in the comic books.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, you know, have Joe Chill or whatever. Do that kind of stuff. You know, and show – have Gotham City be the main character.
Yeah.
And not have these – don't shoehorn in all of these characters and make them children and teenagers or in their 20s, because by the time Batman gets older, they're all going to be crazy old. I don't know. I just you're absolutely right. They should. They're trying to push more Bruce Wayne, and that's why I'm saying if they're going to do Bruce Wayne, I don't want to see Bruce Wayne the whiny little toddler. I want to see Bruce Wayne the, you know, I've been gone for 6 years, and now I'm back, and now I'm year one, you know, Batman. We've seen that in the movies, but that'd be cool in the series. I don't want what they did with Smallville and just milk it out for however many seasons, and then we finally get to see some cool stuff and they pull the cord.
Yeah.
And so, like you said, you know, if it's going to be about the city, make that the main character. Let us see that living, breathing city. Give it new and exciting characters that we don't know, and, you know, have the story be about Jim Gordon. But you're right. They didn't do that. They retracted.
I didn't want a Batman show. I wanted GCPD Blue, essentially. Like, that was what I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's not a villain of the week. Make it a long, more, you know, as much as I joked about it, you know, being Law and Order, that's kind of what, you know, I thought it was going to be like that, but it's not. But I digress. Yeah, so I saw that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Marvel confirms that Season 3 is going to be about Secret Warriors.
Yes.
And that's what I kind of saw in the last episode.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, that was kind of like, hey, they set this to be what's next, right? And eventually they were kind of like, yeah.
Yep, that's pretty much where they're going with it. I mean, people are going to go, who? You know, with this, even more so than Guardians of the Galaxy.
And that's perfect.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I think this is the perfect avenue to do that. To say, oh, yeah, by the way, you know, here's this thing that you've probably never heard of. You know?
Right. If you've read Civil War, you've seen them. But that's about it. but yeah, so I'm down. I'm in. I, you know, that's the thing. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is weird because I don't like the show, and then I really love the show. And then I'm like, it's dragging its feet, and then I really like the show. It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. They need to make it a little bit more well-rounded, but... but yeah, so... My notes kind of got jumbled up, but I think that's... I don't think there was a date for that. You take the next one.
I love this. I saw this the other day, and I was like, okay, we'll try this again. Boomerang has decided that they really want to get into the whole original content kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So instead of just airing reruns of cool old stuff and being that channel, which is why they were created in the first place and why people with the, like, third-tier cable and satellite packages watch it, they decided they need a new Scooby-Doo series and a new Bugs Bunny series. And,
yeah.
And part of me is thinking, we've tried new Looney Tunes shows that weren't just, you know, Looney Tunes compilations before, and they don't do tremendously well. And I know that we're not the target market for these, but they haven't driven up the toy sales like they wanted them to. So,
yeah, no, I mean, the only one I guess I liked Tiny Toon Adventures, but I guess it was because my age when I watched it.
Yeah, but you go back and watch that now, and you realize, wow, this is kind of demented.
Yeah?
Yeah. Go back and watch it now. You're going to look at that in a whole different way.
We're all a little loony.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was a good show as a kid.
Yeah. And it's creepy as hell as an adult.
Yeah.
It's just that it was a little more subtle than Ren and Stimpy.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, you're breaking up there. Sorry. What'd you say?
My bad. No, I was saying it was just that the craziness there was a little more subtle than Ren and Stimpy's was.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, man. Oh, man. Good times. Tiny Toons. God. I had a pretty good game, too.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was on Super Nintendo or Sega. I forget.
I remember. I think it was one that was another both, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's see here. I think that's all for TV.
I think so.
Yep, let's move it right along with video games.
Yeah, and I'll let you take this because you broke this one earlier.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know how true this is or what, but I did see that there was a leaked video. I don't know who leaked it or anything. I saw it on YouTube about Nintendo Cross. It was a closed-door hardware concept reveal that they probably were sharing with shareholders or something like that, basically showing you can stream the Wii U, the 3DS, games to a tablet, smartphone, and Wii U gamepad. 500 gigabyte storage, 8 gigabyte memory, new games at launch, to include Super Mario, Metroid, and Legend of Zelda. New controller... Not really. Basically, it's based off the Wii U Pro Controller. And a new reward system, early access games, and 2017 launch. Now, it looked a little – I mean, it looked legit. Like the whole – whoever created this or if they did create it did a good job. But 500 gigabyte storage, 8 gigabyte memory – oh, well, I guess I read that wrong. 500 gigabyte storage is pretty good. Never mind. I thought. What am I thinking? Yeah, but I don't know. Is this the next Nintendo console you want?
No, because it's current gen.
Yeah,
it's the same problem we had with the Wii U, which was that it was like current gen 0.5. Like it wasn't actually next gen, and it looks like Nintendo didn't learn. You know, they're just, you know, the streaming is a nice touch, but, like, that's it.
You know? Do you want to play Nintendo games on your iPad?
I don't have an iPad, so I don't care.
I'm just saying.
No, like, or, I mean, you know, I understand maybe that's a big selling point for people if you've got an iPad or an Android tablet or whatever, but, like,
no,
I don't.
No. Not at all. I mean, think about playing a Nintendo game. The best thing they do is the gameplay and how it controls and how it feels in your hands.
Yeah.
doing that kind of game on a flat surface with no feedback. No. That's not how I think of playing a Nintendo game. I think of actually pressing buttons and doing things. That when I play an iPad game, the worst games are ports. You know, granted, I kind of do like the Lego games or whatnot, but yeah. They don't feel the same. They do not feel the same as holding a controller in your hand. You know, when all of this dropped that Nintendo was going to be playing nice with Apple and they have all this stuff coming up, and I expect it to be worked ground up to be played on the iPad. So they use the iPad type of controls and they think how to make a different kind of game. That's what I assume was going to happen. I don't want to stream a game to my iPad to have touchscreen controls, because if anyone's played touchscreen controls, they are the worst. They're the worst. They're horrible. Unless – and a lot of games have actually changed the way you do it. So like for example, when it comes to games like, I don't know, like the old Final Fantasies or something like that, it's not that bad. You're just telling the characters where to go on the screen. You're hitting, you know, attack, magic and stuff like that. It's not that bad. But we're talking about playing Mario Brothers? No. Like, that's not how I want to play Super Mario Brothers.
Right. But remember, this is not the same as their mobile partnership thing.
I know this it's not, but the way they showed the video was like, and I know this was just kind of probably showing, if it is real, it was probably just showing their shareholders, here's what we have it planned. But I mean, they straight up showed new Super Mario Brothers on the phone, the tablet, and the 3DS and the gamepad. And I thought, no one even likes holding their gamepad to begin with. People like their actual regular controller. That's what Nintendo needs to realize. They don't. They're so caught up in how can we change things, and it's like, don't. You got lucky with the Wii. That's it. Ever since their Super Nintendo, their consoles have been downhill. Every single one of them has lost more and more and more. Except for the Wii, it was an anomaly. They somehow struck gold with that, but where's the Wii U right now? It is back to, you know, GameCube territory. And that's the problem, and now they're just doing it again. They're just doing it again. They didn't listen. You know, it's sad. It sucks that we're probably going to see Nintendo self-implode, you know. And who knows how long, but I don't see, you know, they got Wii money, but their Wii U just bombed. And this, if this is what they're really coming up with next, that sucks. Because,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, you know, you can't just live on Wii money forever. You know,
you can't. No, you can't. They got super lucky with that. They got super lucky that the Wii went crazy and people fell in love with it, and then they realized, oh, okay, but that's about it. You know, the gimmick was over, and they thought people would want to play with tablets. No. It's not what people want to do when they play video games. You know, I guess little kids love tablets and stuff to play those kind of games, but not even Nintendo games. It's I don't know. I think it's the wrong direction. Clearly you do too. I did not like what I saw. I was hoping maybe what would be cool, and this is what most people speculated, was that you could play games on the console and you could take that console wherever you went as like a 3DS. Does that make sense?
Right, yeah. No, totally.
And I would be down for that. Give me a Nintendo console that sat at my television. The controller looked something like a 3DS, or it was a gamepad of some sort. You know, and then I could take that gamepad wherever I went and played it as my Game Boy, 3DS, whatever you want to call it. Perfect. That would be good. And then get some third-party support.
Yeah.
Get a lot of third-party support. It doesn't need to be Call of Duty and all that other stuff, but get people to make games for the system again. You know, because that was the biggest thing the Super Nintendo had going for it, was the third-party support. You know, and ever since then, every year, less and less, and the Nintendo 64 less, the GameCube less, the Wii even less, and the Wii U, there's no third-party support. There's like two games.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and you know, it's the complete opposite on the other consoles, the Xbox and the PlayStation. The PlayStation alone mostly survives on third-party support. Their whole holiday this season is third-party games. And it's going to be real interesting to see how that all plays out because I think Xbox is doing all the right things. They're telling everybody what they want to hear. They're giving everybody what they want. Backwards compatibility. Here's all your games for first party. And it's going to be really interesting to see, you know, what the numbers are like, and if, you know, if things dramatically change, if Xbox actually starts selling consoles towards the end of the year, or if Sony still kind of keeps it because they've had such a, you know, they've had such a start, you know, long
I
start.
yeah, no, I think Microsoft takes a big swing here. I
I
think
think they
they
do too.
I think over the holidays you'll see Xbox One outsell. I do.
Right. Oh,
But I
yeah.
think when next year comes around, I think next holiday it's going to swing back.
Well, you see, that's the thing, and that's what I was thinking about, is that people are going to go and buy, or they're going to want the system their friends play on. And to me, that's actually more important than anything else that someone looks at. You know, sure, do you want to be the kid that gets the one system because there is that one game that you really like, or do you want, to actually play with your friends?
Yeah. Oh, no,
And
big time. Yeah.
I think, you know, a lot of kids, that's their main concern, is if they see that this generation, you know, the foot out, they just, PlayStation blew it out of the water at the beginning, and now I see PlayStation making a lot of mistakes. You know, them going, we have no games for you at the end of this year, that is a huge mistake. They're taking a huge risk and gamble, where Xbox was like, nope, here's the first party games. You know, backwards compatibility we're working on. You know, we hear you loud and clear. There was a price drop. Where Sony, it's going to be interesting. I'm totally with you. I think next year it'll be caught up. Sony will finally have some games coming out. The Naughty Dog thing wasn't their fault. They wanted Uncharted out this year.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'd rather them not rush that and it come out this year and be a 7. You know, instead of what I'm expecting, a 10, because that's what the last two Uncharted games were to me. They were 10 game. You know, they were, if I had to score, that's what they were. You know, same with, you know, Last of Us is such a great game. That's a game that I've been you know, playing recently as well. So it's, I don't know, what Nintendo's just that weird, just cousin or person in the corner that just like doesn't want to conform. And it's like, you're living in the 90s. You need to, you know, hear some new music. Like, here's some.
I wish they were living in the 90s, 'cause they
Yeah.
were awesome in the 90s.
That's what I mean. Well, no, what I'm saying is, like, they haven't evolved, and they haven't changed. But you're right. You're absolutely right. If they had that third party, and it doesn't have to be mind bleeding, or I'm sorry, eye bleeding game or games, it just some support for games, because a lot of the good games that we see coming out on these Xbox and PlayStation, like, what's that one with the yarn? Yarny or whatever. Like, that looks cool as hell. Put that on the Wii.
Unravel.
Unravel. Why isn't that on that system? Like, you can have fun games on it that doesn't have to be these giant AAA
No,
blockbusters. And
the Wii U could be the perfect indie platform.
yeah,
It
but they don't
could
embrace it.
blow Xbox and PlayStation away
Yep.
with what you could do with that, but they're not going after it. And I
Right.
mean, I guess it's a compatibility thing because they would have to be exclusive.
Yeah, and see, that's the problem, is they need to get with the times. They really need some fresh, I don't know, they need some fresh people in there, because it's a lot. You know, and it's not just you. I'm hearing this from everybody. It's like they're disappointed. Like, we were Nintendo kids growing up. Like, that's the system we like, and it sucks to see, you know, it not succeed and not
Yeah.
do well. Because I want it to do well, and it's important for it to do well for Sony and Xbox, because they want the kids to play those games. If they're not playing Nintendo when they're growing up, they're probably playing with their iPad and their iPhone, and they're not getting into the console type stuff.
Yeah.
And that's not good for Sony or Xbox, you know. And it's weird. It's weird. They don't get it. They totally don't get it. And it's very clear. It's, you know, they came out with their message that they didn't want to show Zelda this year because they only want to show games that are within their 8-month window. Well, then why did you show it last year? It's just excuses. It's, you showed Zelda last year. You showed these games last year. How many times have we seen Yoshi Mario or Yoshi Yarn? This is the second year, right?
Yeah.
Like, don't say that. You're just lying. Like, they flat out just BS. You didn't want to show Zelda because you're holding on to Zelda to release on your next console. That's the truth. Just like you did with the last one. You know, you're going to release it on both. The next or whatever is going to be the one you're going to come out and go, here's the Zelda, and it's going to be on both consoles. That's why they held it. You showed a Metroid game that's not even a Metroid game. You just slapped the name Metroid on it, and you showed a part of it where you run around with balls. Like, what were they? I don't know. I know you were excited about their E3, but I couldn't have been more disappointed.
I was excited about some of this stuff, but I mean, you know, everything you're saying is bang on, and I got to tell you, if in 2 years we're going to have a new console that's going to say, hey, you know, so that Wii U you bought a couple of years ago kind of, you know, don't really need it anymore. Like, they don't want me trading that thing in, you know, because yeah. If I do, I'm either going to put that towards a crap load of PS4 games, or I may get credit, you know, may get that extra credit for that to trade it in for an Xbox One. Because there'll be a price drop and a new model by then. And I really don't want to do that. But look, when the Wii U came out, I played Zombie U and Nintendo Land. And then I played New Super Mario Land 3D or whatever. New Super Mario Brothers Wii U.
Yeah.
And then, like, I don't think I touched it until Smash. I played Smash, and then I played Hyrule Warriors, and like that's it, I think.
Yeah,
and that's I know people are having,
yeah, I know people are having fun with Splatoon, but that's it. There's nothing else. The next game they're looking forward to is Yoshi Yarn and Mario Maker. Those are the two big ones. Now, granted, those are two great games, and those games look fantastic, you know. And that's the thing; they have, like, for first party support, Nintendo wins it hands down. They have the best first party characters. When you look, I was looking at this like graph, and it had the Nintendo, the Xbox, the PlayStation 1, like first party characters. Nintendo, hands down, has just had years of hit after hit after hit, and they make the. And I don't know what I'm saying with this, but I granted they're making the same kind of games, but they have the best first party support. All they need is that third party. All they need is some third party games. You know, put a great Star Wars game on there. Put some cool stuff like that. But they don't. They absolutely don't.
No.
And it's just it's sad to see. And I tell you what, when they release this next thing, and because it was actually released probably sometime after the last time we recorded, that, you know, they came out and said they didn't want to show shareholders what they were doing. So I don't know where this video is coming from, but they basically said we don't want to show what this new system is because we don't want to give our competitors our ideas. They don't want them to steal their ideas.
Well, looking at this presentation, I don't think their competitors are going to want their ideas because they're already outdated.
My thought was, are you kidding me? Like, you are lying to yourself. You're lying to everybody. You don't want your competitor. When was the last time Xbox or PlayStation stole their ideas? Motion control, sure, I guess. That was their biggest sell.
Right,
point,
and that was why Xbox and PlayStation tried to jump on it with Kinect and Move, and
that's
they were
true.
Like, hey, this thing sold. And people forgot that, you know, everybody bought one of these things to do, like, Wii Fit, and that was kind of it, you know?
Well, here's the thing. They focus. The thing was, is Sony and Xbox still focused on its core gameplay. They still focused on, you know, we're still going to release these games, and you're not going to need those controllers.
Yeah.
Some of the first-party PlayStation games likes to use it where you can turn your controller and, you know, whatever with it, you know. But most of them, you know, stuck to there's a controller in your hand that you're used to, and here's a triple A game. they didn't just go in full throttle like Nintendo does. And like I said, it was an anomaly with the Wii. They struck it out of the park, but they didn't strike it twice. They made a sequel to they made Cars 2 or something. They didn't make something that was as good as the first one.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, and now they're like, oh, shoot, let's – they need to go back to making something – Nintendo's always going to be weird. It's always going to be a little bit different. It doesn't need to be a graphic powerhouse, but if they want to compete, they need to do better. They need to make it next gen, and they need to focus on getting their third-party support back. That is the key, I think, for them to getting any further, because – Nintendo's great, and when I think of Nintendo, I'm going to play Mario and Pokemon and all that. But they don't even respect those characters enough to let them grow. Like, what's the Pokemon game that we have on there for the Wii U? Like a straight up RPG Pokemon. It doesn't exist. Why? Who knows? Like, it's dumb. They leave so much money on the table. Where if it was PlayStation or Xbox that had that franchise, oh my god, that'd be their next game.
Yeah, well, I don't know, man. Nintendo should just cut their console losses and stick to handheld.
Yeah, really good with the 3DS. I love my 3DS. And when I think of, it was when I wanted to get the 3DS, I got it way before the Wii U came out. I forgot what happened. I sold it, and I was thinking about getting again that or the Wii U. I still wanted the 3DS. It still had a bigger library. And I prefer those games on handheld. They don't need to be a powerhouse. And it had Pokemon. Like, you win me over with that.
There you go.
Yeah. So it's – but I don't want to bash on Nintendo too long.
We do it out of love.
We do.
And we really do, because we want Nintendo to succeed. We want Nintendo to be up towards the top of the mountain again, because we love Nintendo. But, damn.
Exactly. Come on, Nintendo. Put down the doobie and get back in school. Yeah, seriously. But yeah. So, speaking of failures, we saw that Arkham Knight was pulled from Steam.
Well, yeah, because the PC port was atrocious.
It's just horrible, and it's weird they won't announce who actually did it. The team that did the port, but yeah, this kind of go back. We talked about last week.
There would be a mob with torches and pitchforks, man. That's why.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, this goes back to what we discussed about pre-orders and stuff. It's gotten so out of hand where now every game has a season pass.
Mm-hmm.
Most games that don't deserve it or need it, When I think of, I don't know why this game has a season pass anyway. When I played the Harley Quinn stuff, it lasted 20 minutes and I was done, if that.
Yeah.
And if that's one of their season pass things, are you kidding?
Mm-hmm.
Do we even know? I know we know Batgirl's going to be part of the season pass, but that's it, right?
So far, yeah.
I wish companies, that's the thing, you don't know what you're getting when you're buying the season pass at all. You have no clue. There's not even like a...
Well, you did with Mortal Kombat.
With Mortal Kombat, okay, that's actually was the point I was going to get to. With Mortal Kombat, at least you knew. Here's the characters. Hey, we might give you more, but here's the ones that we're going to do. So you know for a fact, at the end of the day, this, I don't know, it was like 15 or 20 bucks that you put extra towards it. Those are going to be the characters you're going to get. You're going to have the full roster. I don't know, the costumes. You're going to have all these crazy different costumes. And that's all I knew I was going to get, and I was fine with that. But with the Batman stuff, I was like, so it's going to be a Batman. It's going to be a Batgirl. I assumed it was going to be Red Hood. I assumed it was going to be Harley Quinn. And those are all bonuses if you get it, wherever you get it anyway.
Yeah.
But you don't know anything else. You don't know if it's going to be a Mr. Freeze mission or something like that. We didn't know. And to release and to go, oh, by the way, it's $100 for the whole thing, and then you buy it, and then it's broken. God, like, so broken that they had to pull the game. Like, that's how bad it is these days. That sucks. That's the one thing I guess I could tip my hat to Nintendo. They don't do that. Their games are made, created, and granted, the newer ones, of course, they're patched, but it's not game-breaking for their patches at all. you know. They tweak little things here and there, especially for like Smash, but that's it. Yeah, like you, like it's ridiculous. It's really out of hand. I'm having a blast playing on the PlayStation 4, but it's just kind of weird that the PC one got so screwed. You know, I know someone who bought it off some website where it was one of those like websites where you get it for like $20 off, but it's just one of those sites you can't really get a, you can't get, there's no refunds basically, and he was screwed.
Yeah,
he got the Steam code, but because he didn't actually buy it from Steam, he couldn't you know get a refund or anything. And now that you know with Steam. You can get a refund if you buy it from them, but if you get the code from anyone else, you can't. There's nothing they'll do for you. So he had to go out and buy it on the PlayStation 4. You know, it's, I just thought that sucks. Like, that's horrible.
Oh, well, live and learn.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. But I mean, we'll talk about Arkham Knight at the end. And I haven't played all the way through. I'm probably about halfway through the main story, so we're not going to spoil much. We're just I know you'll give us you know what you think of the game and everything without spoilers. And probably by next week, I'll be through at least the main part of the game, so we can go into spoilers for it. But just wanted to give you I should have gave you the heads up at the beginning of the show. But yeah, we'll talk about that at the end. Nolan North decided to just run his mouth in Tampa yesterday. He was at a con or something. And you know, Nolan North, he's in a lot of things. He's in Uncharted.
Nolan is one of the princes of video game voiceover.
Right.
Essentially
right.
Just, but the sheer volume of work is, and talent too, you know, it's not unwarranted, but like he's in everything.
Oh yeah. Let's see here. But yeah, he was at a con, and he was in the Uncharted series, so you know he's very familiar with Naughty Dog. And basically, what happened was he leaked, you know, that that when Amy Hennig, I think you pronounce her name.
Yeah,
left Naughty Dog and joined Visceral to do the new Star Wars game, not Battlefront, but whatever they're working on. It set Uncharted back 8 months. That's why, you know, it should have been this year. This would have been their big game, and that's what I think Sony unfortunately was riding on. Yeah. Where they're like, we don't need too many first party games because we have Uncharted. It's going to be a system seller, and then all that happened. And it really set them back. So, but he also said two important things, I thought, was that he announced that Naughty Dog is working on The Last of Us 2.
Well, now, hang on a sec. He didn't announce.
Well, he announced. He spit out.
He kind of said, well, you know, I think they're working on a 2 or whatever. It was one of those things where he was kind of speculating. And let's be honest, nobody is surprised.
Nope, not at all. And he didn't even have that big of a role in the game.
Right.
I think Troy.
Troy Baker. Troy Baker was Joel, and he kind of. And of course, you know, they immediately ran and they asked him, and he kind of said, "Hey, they might be working on it. I don't know."
Right, and he's kind of Troy Baker's. Right there with Nolan
North. Oh, yes.
Nolan North is probably the top, but Troy Baker, they're the two top.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, and, hands down.
Yeah, and they're both an Uncharted 4, so that's good.
I love that they're brothers, and that's not a spoiler because we know this already.
Exactly. Like
Troy is voicing Nathan Drake's brother, and I think that's perfect.
Oh, yeah. Did you see how he got the role for Far Cry 4?
No.
Well, real fast, I'll tell you a story real fast.
Okay.
I read it where he basically tweeted that he got that role because he was doing a reading for the role. He was doing the interview, or whatever you call it, whatever actors do. And
audition.
Audition, there you go. I'm an idiot today. So yeah, he was doing the audition, and he was reading the script, and he saw a lady come in to give people coffee. And he dropped the script, and in character, he talked to the girl giving coffee. And he basically said... that he was going to get a makeover the prettiest one there is, and he was going to rip her face off, and all the people were just, their jaw dropped. And he did it perfectly in character. He was very kind, very polite, and then he went very dark all of a sudden, and even the coffee girl just like clapped. And he says that's how he believed he got the role.
There you go.
Because he kind of went off. But yeah, he's a good guy. I see him in a whole bunch of interviews.
Voiceover people are awesome.
They really like, are. They really are.
If anybody out there hasn't seen I Know That Voice, John DiMaggio put together like a documentary about voice actors. It's on Netflix, and everybody needs to watch it.
Yeah, you told me about that. I'm going to watch that tonight, actually.
Yes, do that. It's fantastic. It's so good.
Yeah, because I mean, like, I listen to a lot of the kind of funny people and beyond and stuff like that, and they're always on those shows, and the good guys. But yeah, so anyway, basically he was saying that, you know, it's in the works, which, like you said, that game was such a hit. It's weird. Because in a way, I want there to be a sequel. In a way, it's kind of like that game could be kind of set by itself. Right. And Naughty Dog is actually pretty good about leaving series alone, you know, when they move on. Yeah. Uncharted, you know, they might hand it all. I don't know. I don't know what the fate of Uncharted is going to be. Because I think this is going to be the last Nathan Drake story. But there's probably going to be another Uncharted with someone else. But I think the main team in Naughty Dog is going to move on to something else.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to happen. Yeah. Because I liked Uncharted. I liked, you know, The Last of Us. I want to see what else they can do.
Crash Bandicoot.
No, that will never happen.
Sorry. I got an idea stuck in my throat there.
Yeah. No. I mean, people were saying like Jak and Dax. But I don't – those were great for their time. I played a little bit of them. It was weird. But those were big in their time. I don't want them to go back to that.
I'm all right if they just kind of leave them lay. I'm okay with that.
Exactly. But I saw that, you know what no one talked about this E3 was Ratchet and Clank. And they had a new game, right? Or who was it? It wasn't Ratchet and Clank. Yeah, it was. Yeah, and I heard it looked really good, but I didn't see it on any of the, you know, nothing. You know, but anyway, back to I distract myself. So anyway, yeah. He basically said that, you know, Last of Us 2 is in the works, which, you know, probably. And the other one was about the new Star Wars game, and that it's basically going to be in the same. Let me see if I have the words here. That Norse said that the new game is different, but along the same lines. And a lot of people are assuming that they probably, since there was so much work already done on the other one, that they probably are going to take a lot from it. And that it's going to be very much like Uncharted, you know, if you're used to those games, which makes sense. They took, you know, Amy, she's, you know, helm the Uncharted series. If it plays like Uncharted and feels like Uncharted, I'm in. Uncharted's one of my favorite games of all times.
I have no problem with just like a Star Wars skinned Uncharted. I have no problem with that.
I'm totally down. That's what I've been waiting for. You know, one thing we didn't talk about that I thought was strange. Like I said, I listen to a lot of podcasts, the kind of funny people, the a lot of, you know, like Total Biscuits podcast, Jesse Cox and all of them. And everyone that I've heard that's played the Battlefront game, say they don't like it.
Really?
They say like the trailer's great. The things we saw in the trailer were fantastic. And they were more hyped than they ever were. And then when they sat down and played it, they said it feels like you're ice skating when you're in the aircraft. And they're like, you could tell that they didn't really want to do space battles, or there is no space battles, but that they didn't want to really do the air battles. Because they said the box that you're playing in is so small that flying in this thing, you go a few feet and you have to turn around. And, you know, granted the game's not out yet, but it's not that far to go. And they felt like it's weird. Flying is like ice skating. That's the way they put it. And that shooting, it was weird. They'd be standing next to nothing, or they'd be in a vehicle next to nothing, and their vehicle would blow up. And it said that, you know, they hit a whole bunch of invisible walls that weren't there. And the target system's off. Like, they just said it didn't feel good at all. It felt clunky, which sucked, because I'm kind of excited for that game. But at the same time, that kind of reminded me of why I don't like first-person shooters to begin with. Because I think whenever I play these kind of first-person shooter games, I feel like that happens to me automatically because I suck at them. And for it to have it, that extra difficulty for people who love those games, it's like, oh, that sucks. Like, I hate to hear that.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's good. And again, this is all people talking, but they actually played it. So I don't know. And what basically the way they put it was fun, but that's not what they're going to be playing during the holiday. That's something they'll pick up and play a few times and – you know, and these are like – they were huge Star Wars fans talking about it too, so I was kind of bummed out. But that's why I'm more excited about a story-driven Star Wars game, about whatever they're working on at Visceral. So,
yeah, totally.
Yeah. All right. I don't think there's any more gaming news. The PlayStation 4 is destroying Xbox in Europe, but that's – they've been doing that for generations now.
Yeah.
But they're like crazy beating. So, but yeah, so anyway – a lot of comic stuff. Lots of comic stuff. And I'll be honest, I've been slacking on the comic stuff. I need to catch up a lot on the Secret War stuff. I know Secret Wars comes out today, right?
Yeah, 4. Yeah.
4. Okay, so I'm probably actually going to be doing a lot of catching up this week. I think I said that last week, but I actually have a few days off this week, so I'm actually going to do it. One of my buddies came into town from San Francisco, so my weekend was just shot, but yeah. So now I actually have some free time. I can sit with my books. I'm gonna get a whole bunch actually on Friday, and veg out with that. But you want to talk about some of the new things that Marvel dropped?
I want to start with this other one first.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah, totally. Yeah. Sorry, like, this
is
that.
Yeah, because like this is the only not Marvel story we have.
Yeah.
And this blew my mind when I saw. Over at Boom Studios, they're working on a sort of like a Batman Year One style story for Santa Claus, and they're calling it Claus, and it's going to be based on like a more Norse interpretation of the whole Father Christmas thing. And I thought, this sounds terrible, and then I saw that Grant Morrison is writing it, and I thought, this sounds amazing. Like
it
I'm totally in.
I see this being the start of a brand new thing.
Yeah.
I guarantee you there will be more, you know, characters like this that they have their year one more serious stories told. And I'm all in for it. You know, it's such a weird, crazy concept that I'm surprised hasn't been done before.
And that was his thought. Like the interview they discussed, he was like, I can't believe no one's done this.
Like, right, it's
all
like
these
oh.
years.
Yeah, exactly. Looking around, like, wait, no one's touched this. Okay, let's make a lot of money.
Uh-huh. Big time.
You know, man, how big is Boom getting in the last few years?
They've exploded.
Yeah, totally. Especially with like the Adventure Time stuff, and you know all that like Cartoon Network stuff that they've kind of picked up and made their own. You know, it's they got the Power Rangers now. It's huge. Let's see here. Oh yeah, wait. Actually, speaking of Power Rangers, the Pink Ranger joins Boom Studios, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. What does that even mean?
What?
Yeah, I saw that on CBR.
I know nothing of this.
Yeah, let's see here.
I guess because they're doing a new Power Rangers comic. I guess that has something to do with that, maybe.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, let's see here.
Yeah, I hadn't heard about that. Like I heard they were working on a new series, but like I didn't know, like I didn't look into it.
Oh, it's Pink Ranger. They're doing special covers. Yeah, they're doing Mighty Morphin Power Ranger comic, and it's showing the Pink Ranger one, which the art looks so dope in it. Holy crap. That would be an amazing poster to have. Like it looks like Alec Ross almost. No, kind of. I don't know. Go look at it at CBR. So yeah. but yeah. So anyway, yeah, I mean, let's get back to the comics. God, where did Marvel release all this information at?
Well, it got leaked because the preview comes out tomorrow.
Oh, okay. So that's what it was.
So all of this comes out, and somebody on the I forget if it was like Imgur or something posted like all of the covers for the upcoming number ones.
Oh wow.
But
well, yeah, I mean, let's get into it. There is a lot It's
45 of them to talk about.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of these will be really short. Some of these will be cause for speculation. But, yeah. And just kind of breaking these down a little. I mean, there's going to be a new Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. comic, much to no one's surprise. X-23 gets the all-new Wolverine comic.
So she's going to be in the Wolverine title, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. Going to be... Yeah, because Old Man Logan gets his own run.
Okay.
Which is awesome. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
All-new X-Men, which looks... I don't know, man, the cover on that was so weird. Because it's very first class seeming. Like, this is the young X-Men all over again.
Okay, so did they show who was on the team?
They did, but the only one I recognized was Beast. Like, I don't know him well. Well, and it was because he was sitting on top of the VW microbus they're driving down the road in.
Wow, I need to see this.
I didn't recognize anybody else, because nobody's, like, in uniform or anything.
Oh, okay. So is it it's not the ones from that were in the last run, right? Like the new mutants?
No, it's the old mutants.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
it
looked like they were going back to a first class kind of feel, like literally all new X-Men, like back when they were all new. I don't know.
Oh, wow, yeah, no, I see, the only cover I saw was the Extraordinary X-Men.
Yeah, which that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, that looks cool. I like that. Different team, I like that. You know, that's kind of their motto. Yeah, my computer kind of froze, so I don't know if you can still hear me or not.
That's all right, no, you're good.
Cool. All right, so we'll just go with it.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, Dan, they released some details on Dan Slott's Amazing Spider-Man run.
Okay.
And I don't care what this would ever be about. As long as he's writing it, I'm reading it. I don't care. Like, he is just absolutely nailed it with his entire run. But the idea here is that it's kind of Iron Man-ish in that now he's taking Parker Industries global. And Spider-Man is kind of the bodyguard, it looks like. Like, it's very kind of old-school Iron Man. He's apparently upgraded the suit. He's kind of new Spider-Buggy, which I think is awesome. But, like, it's very much, like, this is kind of what you were talking about. Like, Peter has grown up. And in Miles' book, which is just Spider-Man... That's going to be the more high school book, like the old-time kind of Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Except with Miles. But, like, so we get to see, like, that kind of, you know, there are two tiers to this. And so I'm all in. Like I said, I'm totally down for this.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing was for Angela, the cover is, like, her sitting on the throne in Asgardian hell, and it looked like she had kind of taken over for hell. So I thought that's different. That's new. Okay. Carnage gets his own series. Okay.
Wait, what? Carnage?
Yeah.
Is he inverted or whatever?
I don't know.
I didn't like the Amazing Spider-Man cover. I know it's Alex Ross, and I know he makes it, like, more realistic, but I guess I just didn't like the spider on the front.
Yeah, fair enough. Like, the glowing, radioactive-looking spider on the front of Spider-Man's outfit. I wonder what that means.
Right, yeah.
But, it does look a little off. Yeah.
You know what the most odd cover was?
What?
Spider-Woman number one.
That's going to be interesting. Like, that's curious, because I was not expecting to see pregnant Spider-Woman.
I thought the page or whatever I was looking at was a little bent. Or, like, I'm like, wait, what? She's pregnant. She's totally pregnant. Why is she fighting crime with the baby on board? Why is she in an out? Why does she have an outfit, a pregnancy outfit? You should not be fighting people with a baby on board.
Well, I think the idea is like she has had the baby and is now balancing being a mother and fighting crime.
I'm okay with that. The baby's born and it's in a crib and it's out of, you know, don't be flying around the city in a pregnancy, your belly popping out with no. Who would even want to? No villain would be. You know, they'd be like, all right, maybe I should sit this one out.
Well, and
not,
you know,
fight this person.
It wouldn't be healthy. I think would be the primary concern.
Yeah, exactly.
But so that was interesting. Daredevil is going more the Netflix series with his costume.
Oh, really? Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's more. It's not like the crimson anymore. It's more. It's more black with kind of the red highlights.
Okay.
Drax gets his own series. CM Punk is writing
CM
it.
CM Punk, I saw that. I'm definitely buying that.
I'm in for that. I'm totally in. Deadpool keeps going. Let Jerry Duggan keep writing that. He's, you know, I'm not a big Deadpool fan, but the people that I know that have just been crazy over his run.
Right.
So go for it. Rock on. Guardians gets interesting.
Yeah, the raccoon's in charge.
The raccoon is in charge, and they've got a new member.
Yeah, I saw it's got a female Star-Lord.
And the Thing.
Oh, the Thing, yeah. No, I'm curious who the Star-Lord is. Like, is it a sister? Or is it like a character that we already know in the role of?
I don't know.
Yeah, because the Thing's definitely interesting. I mean, all the rumors that we've heard for a while now about them breaking up the Fantastic Four, about them breaking up the X-Men, it's all come true.
All totally true. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, I saw in some of the things where they were like, something's happened to the Inhumans and the X-Men to spiral out into places you've never seen. It's very clear that the rumors were very true. And I don't know how I'm going to like that. Because, I don't want Peter Parker and Spider-Man in his New York City without any other hero. You know, I don't want that to be for the X-Men or Inhumans. Inhumans, fine. Go put them on the moon or something. But, oh, man. But, yeah, so.
Yeah.
Anyway. But, what are some of the other ones?
Hawkeye gets another series, which I'm all for, because that last one was phenomenal.
Did you see what it was going to be about?
I don't. It looked like old Hawkeye.
It's going to be old Hawkeye, and it's going to be young. I believe I read it was going to be like a young Hawkeye. But what's her name? Who's the female?
Kate Bishop.
Yeah. So it's going to be like two different versions. Looks like two different universe versions.
All right, I'm
Hawkeye.
Done.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm looking at the all new X-Men. And yeah, they have like a VW bus.
It's like Road Trip. I'm in. Like if this is the Final Fantasy 15 of X-Men, I'm sold.
Yeah, and actually, it looks like Cyclops he looks more like he did in the 90s, and I'm totally down for that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got Iceman, Angel, Cyclops, Wolverine. Yeah, hey, if they're going on a road trip and being a bunch of kids. Fantastic. Uncanny X-Men. It looks like Magneto. Yeah, bigger threats require more threatening X-Men.
Magneto, Sabretooth, Psylocke, I'm reading the wrong one. Psylocke, Mystique, and Phantom X.
Well, that's crazy.
That's like X-Force. That's an Uncanny X-Force book.
Yeah, Sabretooth looks like classic Sabretooth. I hope he's good. That'd be cool. I liked him as a good guy in the last few comics I've read of him.
Uncanny Avengers gets an interesting team.
Yeah, who's in it?
Steve Rogers,
okay.
Johnny Storm, Rogue, and Deadpool.
What, Deadpool?
Yeah, that's a bizarre team.
Whoa. Okay, so yeah, I'm looking at the cover now, and it's got – it looks like Spider-Man. It's got
– Now, that's New Avengers. You're looking at New Avengers.
No. It says Uncanny Avengers number one.
Really?
Yeah, and it's got Steve Rogers. It's got the Human Torch. Yeah. It's got Rogue. It's got Deadpool. It's got was that Voodoo? Who is that? Yeah, that's the voodoo guy. Yeah, so basically on one side of the book, it's Steve Rogers, it's Human Torch, it's Rogue, it's Deadpool.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You're seeing it?
Okay. Yeah.
And then on the other side, it's Spider-Man, it looks like Dr. Voodoo or whatever, Quicksilver, and I don't know who the girl is.
I don't know. I couldn't figure her out either.
That's cool. So it looks like maybe like Japanese with the symbol on her chest.
She looks like Katana. But,
yeah, Katana.
You know,
wrong
the
universe.
Marvel version. Yeah.
Hey, maybe a surprise guest.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but that looks cool. That looks interesting. Let's see here. The all new, all different Avengers number one.
Right. Well, we know that one.
Yeah. A-Force. Oh, that's cool. A-Force is coming over. Doctor Strange. I guess we'll find out why he gets a battle axe.
Yeah. That's. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh yeah, Captain Marvel, of course. Sam Wilson, Captain America, awesome. The totally awesome Hulk number one. So what is that supposed to mean? The totally awesome Hulk number one.
Well, it's not Bruce Banner.
Yeah, that's gonna. So you know what? That makes me think it's gonna be Bruce Banner in the Iron Man suit.
It could be. I mean, yeah. That would make sense.
Yeah. So who knows? Maybe Tony Stark is now the Incredible Hulk. Which would be weird. Well, hey, look, his face is blacked out, and so is his arm. So what could that arm look like? Maybe it's a, I don't know, it's weird. Mighty Thor number one.
Yeah.
And it looks like we're, it's Jason Aaron. Okay, so yeah.
Yep.
And it looks like it's still not the regular Thor that we know. I don't want to spoil it, I guess, if people haven't read it. But
no, but it's such an uninspired choice.
Exactly. Like, I guess we could spoil it. It's all over the previews. It's Jane.
It's Jane Foster, which was even Thor's first guess. That's how unoriginal that idea is. When it's the first thing that even Thor thought of. Like, that's, come on, they could have done better.
Yeah, exactly. Scarlet Witch, number one. That's cool. She's super popular now. Miss Marvel, number one. Awesome. Illuminati, number one. So
that one looks interesting because it looks like such a blatant Forever Evil ripoff. Not just because it says Forever Evil, but because you've got Pandora with her dual pistols standing above everything.
Yes. Yeah, so wait, Pandora. I guess I don't know much about her.
Well, from DC, from the
Forever
Evil.
Well, that's what
Evil
I was
going
to say.
Yeah.
I didn't think you were talking about DC, but okay. Yeah, do we know who's in this? Because I don't know who's in this.
I can't tell, really. I mean, it looks like Medusa and...
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the only one I can make out, really.
Yeah.
Unless this is the evil Illuminati, because that could be... I guess that could be Thanos.
That would make sense.
It's a weird mix. Like I don't know.
Yeah, totally. Ant-Man number one makes sense. We got a new movie coming out. Vision number one, super popular. The Contest of Champions.
That's a mobile game, and they decided to go ahead and make that its own series.
Oh, okay. Wait, who's that Hulk? That's the one from.
That's Maestro. Yeah.
Maestro. Okay. Yeah. So it's, I guess it's going to be its own little thing from the mobile game?
Probably, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think it'll be connected, but I don't know.
The tagline, when heroes gather. God,
yeah.
So stupid.
Yeah.
Carnage cover actually looks pretty cool. Descent to Madness.
It's a neat cover.
Yeah. Spider-Man number one, Miles, the man. All right. Gwen, Spider-Gwen number one. That's cool. I'm glad they're still keeping her. Silk number one. Now I saw that, you know, the Sinister Silk, like she's supposed to be like a bad guy.
Maybe.
Yeah. The art looks cool on it. It almost looks like Disney.
There is a Disney-ness to it. I didn't notice that. Yeah.
Yeah. We got Spider-Man 2099.
And I like the look. That's a badass cover.
It does. His outfit looks dope.
Yeah.
That looks cool. Smack to the Future. The other one, Web Warriors number one, that's funny.
Yeah, it's Spider-Verse continued, essentially.
So basically, I hope that the Spider-Man people, clearly there's more than one universe coming out of this, it looks like. Unless all the Spider people came into one universe. But I think what might happen after this, because from what I hear, Gwen is not going to be in the 616 as we know it moving forward. But she has the ability to travel to it. That's what I read. So maybe the Spider people, maybe they all get some special little watch like they did before, and it allows them to travel between between universes, which could probably cause a lot of issues moving forward. But
unless they become the new Captain Britain Corps of sorts, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's what it seems like, and that's cool. I mean, they're all interesting characters. I really liked that. That I don't know what you call it—not a crossover, but that event book.
Yeah,
it was really cool, and I know you did.
How much I loved it.
Yeah, I'm looking at Daredevil. That's cool. Who's like his sidekick?
I don't know. Like I'm not well enough versed in Daredevil lore to even venture a guess, really.
Yeah, that's cool. Guardians looks cool. I like that Groot kept his the newer look. The raccoon's in charge. Yeah, we talk about Drax. Howard the Duck, yet again.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's awesome. I'm definitely going to pick that up. That's funny. Nova looks cool, and it looks like, the Family Business.
Yep, it's Sam and his dad.
Yeah, that's awesome. Of course, Star-Lord number one. That's a funny look cover. Feels like the first time. Feels like the very first time, of course. Yeah, the Venom Space Knight. That's cool.
I want to get this just because that looks so weird.
It does. It does.
Like, he looks like Spawn.
Yeah, he really does.
Like, there's a definite vibe there. And, I mean, I know, originally same artist and whatnot. But, like, this, for all the changes he's gone through, that face, I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's Spawn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's cool. You know, I really like him as Venom. I thought I never really was a fan of Eddie Brock.
Oh, are you kidding? I loved Eddie. No. Eddie was the Venom. I know Flash did like his whole good guy US special. Nah, Eddie Venom.
See,
yes.
I just thought, I don't know. I thought just his, I thought Flash's character was more fleshed out, just more, you know, he wasn't, I'll get you, Parker, because we're the same, but I'm a body. I don't know. I liked, you know, it makes sense that, you know, the Flash, or not the Flash, but Flash is, you know, the need of him wanting that suit wasn't just like, oh, the Venom is addicting to have and I need to have it. It's like, no, he legit has legs after that. And for someone losing them to get that back, like, it makes sense why he's like, all right, I want it back on. I want the suit back on.
Yeah. Oh, no, totally. His character and what they did with him and everything, it was really great. And I'm sorry they canceled that run.
Yeah.
And I know he moved over to Guardians, and I didn't read it after that because I wasn't paying that much attention.
Oh, I did. Like, the whole Black Mirror thing was really cool. I hate how they split it into 8 different books or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you read that as one long thing, and I'm sure it will be collected as one story, do yourself a favor and do that because it's actually pretty fun. It's a pretty fun little read. They all get, like, cosmic powers, and it's really just a fun cosmic book about the Guardians of the Galaxy and the X-Men. And, you know, this isn't a spoiler. The bad guy in it is Peter's dad. So it's like Peter's dad with his own little group of villains, and a whole bunch of random people get cosmic powers. I won't say who, but they're just – it's amazing. You're like, holy shit. And a bunch of people get the Venom costume as well that really have no business having – I'll give you one hint. Groot is one of them. So it's like it's all these characters that I'm just like, oh my god, that looks crazy with Venom costume on it and how dangerous that would be. You know, so it's a fun little romp. So yeah, definitely read the Black Mirror when you get a chance. I just hate it how it was split up. Yeah, so we got the Howling Commandos of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, this looks like it's going to be the monster book. And yes. I'm totally cool with that. Like, this is going to take over from you know what I mean. Totally blank. But yeah, like, this is the monster book, and I'm totally down.
In. Yeah. Giant-sized Man-Thing's in there. yeah, of course we said Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so that's cool. Uncanny Inhumans. Yep, I think we saw that coming. That's with, it's got Johnny Storm in it, right? Oh, yeah. It looks like Beast.
Really?
Yeah, it looks like Beast. Hang it's on, a blue person with claws.
Yeah. How about
yeah.
that?
So it's this looks like a mixture of X-Men and Inhumans. Or yeah. no, Human Torch. A whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
yeah.
How about that?
And he, I mean, Human Torch is Fantastic Four, but he also, you know, he dives actually in Inhumans and X-Men a lot.
Yeah.
I think about it. But yeah, and Karnak.
Yeah, this is the only one where I'm like, I don't have a clue what this is.
Yeah, I don't either. I guess that's just showing my my age. Oh, Karnak, he's an Inhuman.
Okay.
The weirdest looking Inhuman that I know. I don't know anything about him. I just see pictures of him. He was actually in the in the TV show, but I don't think he was the Karnak that – I don't know. We should probably do more research before I talk about
anyway, it. Anyway, Warren Ellis is writing this one, so I'm in.
Okay, yeah. So maybe they'll make him interesting, and maybe his face is just so weird. He's got this long head. I don't know. But, okay, yeah, Warren Ellis, I'm in, sold. and the Angela one I'm looking at right now, that's weird. Squadron Supreme.
Yeah.
So, okay, Soul Survivors, their own worlds. That's a book that I don't know how that's going to do. Extraordinary X-Men. We talked about that one, right? With Old Man Logan.
Yeah.
Looks like Jean Grey, right?
Yeah, it's a yeah.
Looks like Jean Grey. Looks like.
Was it Storm, Nightcrawler,
Iceman?
Iceman.
Colossus and
Colossus.
Someone else.
That was the other one.
Yeah,
and
maybe Kitty Pryde. I don't know. Who's a blonde? I don't know.
Hang on, let me grab the. I don't have it up here. Let me find it.
Yeah. I think we've pretty much gone over all of them in Old Man Logan.
Hang on. Where did you see? I don't know. No, it's not who I was thinking of.
Yeah, so I'm so glad Old Man Logan's in it. And we talked about that, how like even before it was shown and announced, remember I was saying like that would be awesome if somehow he got carried over, and I'm glad he did. He's gonna be the wiser, the more mature Wolverine, the one that's been there, and it's like I've made these mistakes, and that's kind of what it needs. That's the Marvel Universe kind of needs that. I'm glad that they're aging the characters a little bit. You know, as much as DC went back and made them young again, and Marvel's like, no, we're growing a little bit older with them, and we're gonna hopefully introduce some newer characters that people can become obsessed with and in love with, and we're still there. I mean, Old Man Logan, well, he's still Wolverine. He's still a badass. There's nothing. If anything, he's more dangerous now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know. Yeah, so it's going to be cool seeing him in more of a leader role, I guess, which he should be. You know, that's kind of where they were going a few years ago when they made him in charge of the school and, you know, their characters. And, you know, and that's not taking anything away from DC, because I do like that DC's characters a little bit younger, and, you know, there's a lot more story to tell with them too, especially with Superman. The stuff they've been doing with them is really cool. But yeah, man, I'm excited for these books. I'm definitely going to be picking them up. I'm going to be still broke. I was hoping there'd be a lot of ones that I think are too weird that I don't want, but they all look great.
And there's one more that we didn't talk about.
Oh, okay.
And it's one I don't recognize half of the characters on this cover. And it's Ultimates number one. And I see Black Panther, Captain Marvel, and three other people who I don't know. I probably should. But they're all being held in the hand of their other team member, Galactus.
Yeah.
Galactus is one of the Ultimates. Like, that's I can't wrap my head around that.
Yeah, and I think I spoke over there for a second, but you were saying Galactus is one of the Ultimates, and yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
He's a what? And that's going to be super interesting moving forward. Yeah, I don't know who. I think the one of them is the was it Miss America? No, what's her name?
Oh, yeah, she's in A-Force.
I think that's her. I can't tell. I'm looking at a very small image, and that's who I think it is.
Yeah,
but yeah, I could be totally wrong.
No, I think you're right. Yeah,
who's the guy in the middle?
I don't know. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, let's see here.
Him and the girl next to him. I don't know.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find it real fast.
Yeah, because I mean that's you can tell Captain Marvel and Black Panther, those are easy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, freaking Galactus, man. Like how messed up is this new continuity where Galactus is a good guy?
Yeah. All right. So this is who it is.
Okay.
Come on, ads. Oh man, this computer sucks. All right.
It's commercial, man. Suddenly we're reading a DC comic.
Right. Exactly. I exit out and it scrolls back up. All right. 2 seconds. 2 seconds. Okay. So it is Black Panther, Blue Marvel, Captain Marvel, Monica Rambeau, Miss American Chavez.
Yeah. Okay.
And Galactus. Yeah, yeah. So that's Blue Marvel, I think, that's the guy in the front. And he's on Mighty Avengers right now.
Okay, okay. Yeah. That's why I didn't recognize him, because I haven't been reading that.
Exactly, yeah, same here. So that's cool. That's dope. Yeah. Galactus. Like, you have your dream team superheroes, and you're like, who could I put the most powerful? Oh, we got a Galactus on our team. Like, screw having a Hulk. You have a Galactus.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
What's your planet? Like, what are they going to be? Are they going to be, are they going to be, what do you call it, what the Silver Surfer was?
Heralds?
Yeah, are they going to be his heralds? Are their eyes glowing? Like,
no.
Black Panther as a herald? Like, I don't get it.
That one's going to be really interesting.
And now it just kind of begs the question, what is his place in this new, because the rules are taking away. We don't know anything. Moving forward out of Secret Wars, the rules could all be changed.
Yeah.
The Marvel Universe we know, it doesn't have to be the same kind of rules where, you know, and that's the weird thing. I didn't see a single Silver Surfer, and I'm kind of concerned because I really enjoy that series.
Well, and here's the other thing. This isn't their entire lineup.
Okay, good.
This is almost all of it, but there's still, what, like 10 or 20 books that they haven't that aren't part of this reveal, I think.
Okay. Good, good. So yeah, it's gonna be interesting moving forward to see what Galactus is and his role in this new Marvel universe. It's just kinda how, you know, Sam's got his dad back, we got old man Logan. It's all over the place, but this was kind of a cool way for them to go. It was a litmus test, basically, for them to go, what do people like? And, oh, they like that? Let's put it in. Let's do that. Let's do that. Let's do this. You know?
Yeah.
Kind of taking really cool characters over the last however many years and going, we really liked this. Let's kind of introduce them to the universe, and this is the perfect way to do it.
Totally.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's so we got some, you know, that's kind of for comic news. But let's talk about Arkham Knight. Don't really want to get into spoiler territory. What we'll say, I guess, is let's talk about the first half, I guess, because that's kind of what I'm up to, and we'll leave the rest into spoiler territory. So if you don't want to be spoiled about Arkham Knight, turn this off, come back when you're done.
If you haven't gotten to the team-up missions with Superman, don't listen any further. I'm kidding. Relax. Doesn't happen. Just
how many people would freak out. Basically, if you don't want to be spoiled, turn it off.
Right.
You know? We're going to probably talk up to one major plot point, and it's about halfway through. And it has to do with someone. So we'll leave it there. So if you're still listening, this is going to be spoiler zone until kind of in the middle with Barbara Gordon and what she does when she's introduced to fear gas. Because that's kind of where I left off. So I am being selfish, and that's where we're going to stop.
Yeah.
but yeah, man. So what do you think of the game?
I love it.
Sorry, what?
I love it. Just hands down. It's the perfect ending to this series.
Oh, awesome. I'm glad to hear that. I'm actually really enjoying it. At first, I hated the Batmobile stuff. Now I've grown to deal with it.
Get used to it. You're
Get
going to use
used
that
to
thing a lot as you keep going.
Yeah, and my thought process was I need to really upgrade this thing so it's not things aren't as difficult,
Yeah.
and that kind of worked for me. Like
There you
I can
go.
go faster, and I can take a lot more damage, and that's kind of where I put a lot of my points at the beginning, instead of where fighting and stuff like that. And it's worked. I've been able to survive a lot better. And you get like, oh, I am your greatest villain, and I'm gonna hop in a tank and fight you. And it's like, that's my only negative thing, and I don't want to harp too much on it. That's my only negative thing is that it how much it forces you to use the tank. And
Agreed.
I, yeah,
Agreed.
everything else I love. I love being Batman. I love flying around and solving puzzles and doing fun stuff as Batman. That's all really cool to me. I love that. But the Riddler stuff is cool, except for the Batmobile stuff. But like I don't know. I love like there's that one part that really felt like Arkham Asylum was when you go up into the blimps.
Yes, that was cool. That was
Yeah,
very cool.
and it was just like close. Everything's close, and you're not in this big wide open city flying around. You're going up in air ducts, and when you get out of it, you're like, oh, that's really small. But when you're inside of it, you're like, you're going through all these corners and underneath things, and there's tons of ruler trophies in there that I didn't get that I need to go back and get, because I was just like, I'm not going to try and figure this out right now. How are you playing it? Do you try and get the ruler trophy every time you come across it?
No, I leave them for the end, which is a big mistake.
Yeah.
Cause now that's the only thing I have left, and
Yeah.
I have 200 more to find.
Jesus
Like
Christ.
I hate this. I hate it. 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 I
Yeah.
hate it.
Now, so there's three different endings, right? That's what I heard.
I wasn't aware of three.
I read that there was like one if you get. I don't know. And I see, I don't even know what they are, so I don't even want to go there.
I know of two.
Okay, see, I then that's probably right. I mean,
Because it's basically like you get one ending, and then there's like the if you complete everything 100%, there's that ending.
okay. All right. So that's probably what it is. And that's the one I want to get. I want to get the 100% ending.
It's going to take you a long time because that includes finding every Riddler, everything.
Then I take that back. I
You've
will get
got.
the regular ending, and then I will. I want to get a platinum in this game, though. So you probably have to get like all the.
You have to get all the
Did you
Riddler
do all the
things.
AR missions and get them all?
I think I've unlocked most of them just because you do that throughout the course of the game. But like, I mean, that's not difficult to do, to unlock all of them.
Yeah,
And
no,
then
I
you
mean just
can,
completing it with like 3 stars and stuff.
yeah, well, you can do that from the main menu too.
Oh,
Like, you can do
okay.
the AR missions from the main menu. They take the
Oh,
place
okay.
of the challenges from the last couple games.
Yeah, the challenge rooms, that's right. But yeah, no, I mean there's a lot less supervillains. I mean maybe they're saving them until the end of the game. But, it seemed like in City I ran into a supervillain every 5 feet. And I'm not mad. Don't ruin anything. So don't, I guess don't say anything. But that's one thing I noticed was lacking. Like I ran into Firefly. I ran into Penguin, but there's
Yeah.
not much to it so far.
I'm trying because I'm trying to think of what else. There's one that's like a one-off that you're coming up to. That's like it's
Okay.
not. It's kind of presented as being part of the story, even though it's not technically necessary. But you'll do it anyway because it's like, oh yeah, it's this one thing. You go to Wayne Tower and there's a thing, and it's like, oh, so that's where this one went. Okay.
Right, yeah. And so it's like it's I was expecting Killer Croc and
Nope.
all these bad guys, Deadshot. Like I'm not seeing any of them. I'm sure maybe some of them are in there. I still haven't seen Two-Face, but I've heard of him. Him and the Penguin are teaming up, but I haven't seen him.
You'll get there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, like, you know, you see Poison Ivy, but nothing happens. Just, I guess I think I'm actually on the way
Wait
back
for
to
it.
See her now.
Wait for it.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's actually the mission I'm on now, is, like, go back to Gotham, you know, whatever, and see Poison Ivy. So it's the one thing that I've absolutely loved, though, and this, again, is a big spoiler if you haven't played it, is the fact that the Joker is in it, and he is this, you know, thing that follows you around everywhere you go.
He's a demented Jiminy Cricket.
Yes, and he's just commentary on everything you're doing.
I love it.
And I love the part where you kind of lose it, and you turn into the Joker for a moment.
Yeah.
And you almost kill someone. You know, even Scarecrow's like, something's different about you. You almost killed those men. And it's like, oh, okay. That's kind of where I thought, like, okay, this is where this is going. He's going to turn into the Joker. I liked the Azrael stuff. Like, I like that his old quest is, you know, from kind of like from the Nightfall series, like, he's going to be the one to take over when Batman, you know, croaks or whatever. And we've, from all the previews, this is how Batman died. So I assume that's what it's leading to. And I think Azrael, I don't know anything about Azrael except for he took over for Batman when Batman, I'm doing air quotes, died in the comics.
No, not when he died.
Or when he died, when he broke his back.
Yeah, when Bane broke his back. Yeah, but then Azrael went crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know much about him. I just know he's got, like, a cool sword that's on fire, and, you know, the night is dark and full of terrors, and, you know, he's got such a cool look. And so I want to know more about him, but I only saw him on one rooftop, so I don't know. I guess I got to fly around and look for him.
And they are a pain to find.
Yeah. Like, I can't find him anywhere. And I'm like,
those burning bat symbols are not bright.
No. And I didn't even see it the first time. I was at a glance. I was like, is that what is this? And I fly down there, and it's like, hey, I'm Azrael. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. It's, I'm liking it so far. I guess I am kind of glad that there's not too many supervillains in it, but at the same time, I'm just surprised, I guess. It's definitely more of a personal story, it seems like.
Yeah.
More of him and his bat family, and Gordon, you know, getting mad, and, you know, Barbara and stuff. It's, you can really tell it's actually a little, it seems to be hitting a little bit more close to home for him.
Yeah.
Than the other ones, where it was like, here's all these villains you're going to run into every 5 feet, and that's what it seemed like. Like, I couldn't tell when I'm out of the tutorial in this game. Because I'm like, okay, we're doing the, you know, we're doing the Batmobile stuff, and we're doing the Riddler stuff, and we're doing, and it's like, am I still in the tutorial? Because I feel like I'm still learning things. Where in the Arkham City, it's like, bam, there's Two-Face. Bam, there's Catwoman. Bam, it was just one after the other, you know? There's the Penguin. There's Mr. Freeze. And I'm sure that comes later on, but
no Freeze.
Oh, damn, are you serious?
Yeah,
see, I thought his, because he had this, oh, there was like a freezer place that you go to.
Yeah, but that's all Penguin stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, exactly. And I gotta go find, like, weapon caches of his, but I haven't found any. So yeah, But yeah, so I mean, I can't wait to talk about it a little bit more next week when I finish the game, and we can go into, like, full spoilers.
Yeah, there's a, because you're not done looking at this and going, well, I'm gonna miss that character.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, and I'm so curious who Arkham Knight is, and I don't want it spoiled for me. I've been trying to avoid it on the internet, and I have so far, so hopefully in the next few days. Hopefully I find out soon in the game. I feel like they're going to hold that till the end or something.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Like it's interesting that, like, Scarecrow is kind of the end game, though. It's not the Knight.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I always thought that it was going to be Scarecrow as, like, this is what we're going to put on the cover. This is who we're going to let you think is the big bad guy. But he's just working for someone else. You know? Kind of like how they were doing. Who was the one who started Arkham City? It was like, what's his face?
Strange.
Strange, but it was really about the Joker. See, I thought they were going to do that.
Yeah, no, they kind of did that maybe a little bit with, like, it's like the Arkham Knight. Like, people are thinking, like, oh, well, you know, it's like Scarecrow's working for him or something. It's really, it's kind of the other way around.
Yeah, exactly. And I have my theories. Like, I haven't seen Bane yet. Might be him. And don't tell me. Don't even give me a hint. Don't even say anything.
Not a word.
I'm thinking it's either Bane or I'm thinking it's Jason Todd with the guns and stuff. And all this, like, all this stuff about the Bat family and, like, you know, he's being a dick to not to Dick, but to Tim. He's being a dick to all of them, actually. But, like, he doesn't tell Tim, you know, and Dick he's kind of being a dick with. And it's like, wait, we've skipped over Jason Todd. So that's my theory, but we'll just leave it at that.
They will, and this is not a spoiler, they will address Jason Todd. You've got the Joker in your head. You think at some point maybe he's going to start talking about this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We went down, you know, memory lane with Barbara. We saw the whole comic play out there mm-hmm. for a minute. And I thought this is such a cool way to do it, too, because the way you move the camera and he's there 1 second, gets off camera and he's gone. And it's like Batman's losing it. This is what I imagine crazy people when they see something in a corner and they turn and he's not there anymore. They're, you know, that's what crazy people or people on acid see, you know. Yeah. So, it's nuts. And I love it so far. The only thing is that Batmobile relies too heavily on it, but I'm getting better at it. I've switched some of the controls around, but then when I did that, like I switched the controls so I can break with the L2 or whatever.
Right.
But then I figured out like I couldn't go into battle mode and still go fast. I don't know. I switched it back eventually once I got a little bit better hang of it. Yeah, but yeah, so far so good. So anything else you want to say about it?
No, that pretty well covers it. I'm kind of sad that this is the last one that they're doing, but I mean, you know, this was the note to go out on. Bravo.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm sure this isn't the last Batman game. I mean, I've been seeing a lot of Metropolis stuff. So my assumption, and I don't know how the game ends or anything like that, so this is the assumption of someone who's only played halfway through, is that you would have like Arkham Metropolis or something.
That would be stupid. Cool.
You think it'd be dumb?
I really do.
Why?
Because just think about that for a second. Say that to yourself again in your head. Arkham Metropolis.
Arkham Knight and City sounds stupid too. But, you know, I don't know. I would, a Batman set in Metropolis. He goes to Metropolis to, like, you know, I don't know, do something with Superman. I mean, I think they'd stay in the same vein as Batman. Again, someone who only played halfway through the game. So for all I know, Batman is dead from what they keep saying in the damn commercials. But you know, Metropolis, Superman, a Superman game. They got to be doing that. Rocksteady, make a Superman game.
I would
where you lose your powers and you slowly get them back.
No, I don't want a Metroidvania Superman game.
A Metroid? No. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess that's kind of how it would be.
That's what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the Batman games are sort of like that. You know, oh, I got so far in the game, we're going to give you this weapon that I probably should have had 2 hours ago. Thanks, Lucius Fox. You know, hey, we're going to upgrade your Batmobile. Pick one or the other. Is R&D, you know, just discovering these things within the hour? Like, come on. You know, how does that work? So it's the same. That's what I'm saying. Same vein. You're Superman without all your powers. You're Batman without all your powers. And then later, slowly in the game, you gain them. I don't know. Just a thought. Because actually, the comic they released right now where he has some of his powers, so he's still powerful, but he doesn't have all of them. It's interesting. It's really one of the most interesting Superman things that I've only read one of the comics, but I was like, wow, I put that down going, that's one of the best Superman comics I've read in a very long time. So to translate that into a video game, yeah, it would be like, hey, you have some great strength at the beginning. You can only jump at the beginning. By the end, you can fly, you have lasers, and you have all that other stuff. And apparently he goes Super Saiyan now. Or he turns into a bomb, I don't know. But yeah, so that's what I mean. People have been wanting that for a while now, though, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've never had a good Superman game, really.
And we barely had a good Batman game before Arkham.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I loved the one on, what was it, Sega? the Batman, what is it called? Batman Forever.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it was made kind of in the same art style as like Mortal Kombat, where they had the pictures of the real people, and it was a side-scroller. And you could play Batman or Robin, or maybe it was Batman or Robin, I don't know. But yeah, so. But yeah, anyway, but yeah, we'll get to it next week. We got some movies coming out. I think Terminator
coming out today. Yeah,
Terminator, right?
Yeah, Terminator and Magic Mike.
There you go. So we'll have full reviews of one of those probably next week. but yeah, what else did I see? I saw that they had the premiere for Ant-Man, but when does that come out?
End of the month, I think.
End of the month. Okay.
Or,
yeah.
Or in like a couple weeks or something, because Mission Impossible is the end of the month.
Right. Have you seen do you watch True Detective?
I do not. I have not. I'm meaning to. Like I need okay. And I know season 2 doesn't, you know, you don't have to watch season 1 to watch season 2, but I feel like I do.
Yeah, no doubt. You totally don't. It has nothing to do with it unless they have some crazy wicked surprise at the end where it's like, "Oh, by the way, that guy is that guy's cousin or something." But they did something. Oh, I don't even know what to say. The first two episodes, I find True Detective. This is what happened the first season. It's boring. I don't understand what's going on. They don't do any. They don't establish anything. Very few things. They throw you into conversations without you having any context of what they're talking about, why they're talking about it, who they're talking about in their conversations, who the characters are to each other. They just throw you in.
Yeah.
And I guess that's kind of cool. But at the same time, 30 minutes go by and I'm like, I learned nothing. I zoned out. it's like reading a book where you're just like, I don't care what's happening in this chapter. Yeah. And then something crazy happens. A huge twist. And I'm just like, okay, I'm in. All right, season 2, I'm in. Like, I'm glad that happened. Because if it didn't, I would be like, this is going to be 8 episodes of boringness that I don't care about. But I mean, you have Vince Vaughn, you have all these characters. I'm starting to get an idea. I'm starting to get who they are in this world that they live in. But, you know, I was like, what is going on? How are they in relation, these people in relation to each other? It just made no sense. So, but it sort of did towards the end. But this is one of those series that I would recommend watching all at once, for sure.
Yeah, like I think I've watched like the first 3, I think.
Okay.
And every time I keep thinking like I'm going to dive into it, then, you know, like I realize like, oh, I haven't finished Powers yet, like, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't either. But yeah, so basically you can visit us on our Facebook page, We Geek Podcast. Our Twitter is at We Geek Podcast, and our email is wegeekpodcast@gmail.com. And we'll be back next week. I know we'll be talking about Terminator and whatever news comes out, and probably talk a little bit more maybe about True Detective, and definitely some comics. You know, Secret Wars 4 comes out, and we'll see you next week, Captain.